Good morning. The time is 11:31. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KVPS News Center on Summer Salon 2025.
We just got off the phone with one of the best rock climbers in the nation, and she's from Portland, Oregon. Charlotte Wild, a recent graduate from Franklin High School, will be competing in the USA Climbing Youth National Championships, taking place in Beaverton at Portland Rock Gym's West Side location starting tomorrow. Hundreds of teens from all around the country will be competing. Oregon Live reports that the top finishers will represent the United States at an upcoming international championship in Finland. Some of the local teens include 16-year-old Kyra Nelson, a sophomore at Horizon Christian High School in Tualatin, and, of course, Charlotte Wild from Franklin. Stay tuned for an interview with 18-year-old Franklin graduate Charlotte Wild shortly at 11:45.
From Oregon Live, Governor Tina Kotek asked for a $700 million bond for funding the Local Innovation and Fast Track Rental Program, also known as the LIFT Rental Program, to be approved by Oregon lawmakers. The LIFT Rental Program has been Oregon's signature fund to pay for affordable rentals. The State Housing Finance Agency claims that $700 million would be able to pay for about 7,000 new units. However, lawmakers are considering sending only $468 million to the LIFT rental program instead. That would only be able to pay for about 4,700 homes. Though it would no doubt still give many Oregonians an affordable roof over their head, it still didn't sit quite right for Kotek. And, in a statement to the Oregonian, her spokesperson said, "Fewer state dollars invested in affordable rental housing units will slow Oregon's pursuit of reversing the housing affordability crisis and homelessness crisis in our streets."
Newspaper The Portland Tribune receives layoffs, a part of their parent company, Carpenter Media. Following this, the Tribune, as well as two other sister papers, are stopping their print editions. The Gresham Outlook will continue to print papers, but it will only be printing once a week instead of twice. According to Carpenter Media, the parent companies of the four papers will continue online publication. John Carr, Carpenter Media's publisher of papers in Oregon and North Carolina, said, "We are committed to consistently evolving to meet readers wherever they seek news and information," reports Oregon Live. Last year, Carpenter Media bought Pamplin Media and EO Media, meaning Carpenter owns many papers around the state of Oregon, which many are printed in small communities.
Yelp releases top 100 best-rated food carts in the country, and seven spots went to Portland Carts. This is in honor of National Food Cart Day on Saturday, and to make the list is a huge achievement, considering that there are more than 58,000 carts in the U.S. The carts that made the list are Habanero Burrito at 91st, Mama Cow's Kitchen at 72nd, Bari Food Cart in 36th, Chochu Local in 24th, Ilani's Plate Lunch in 20th, Bake on the Run in 18th, and the best cart in Portland, according to Yelp, is Yoshi's Sushi at 15th place. I know I'll be trying some of these carts.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Grady. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Want to have a good career but not sure college is for you? Try an apprenticeship. Apprenticeships offer training that combine on-the-job learning and classroom courses. Apprentices usually begin at half the wage of those who are certified in the occupation, but apprentices receive pay increases as they learn to perform more complex tasks. Apprenticeships are usually found in the trade occupations such as electrician, heavy-duty mechanic, or painters, but jobs such as drafters, film and video technicians, and law enforcement may also use apprenticeships. When you've completed your apprenticeship, you increase your chances of finding a well-paying job and may become a supervisor or go into business for yourself. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
TriMet, public transportation that everyone uses. It helps many people get to where they need to be, but there are risks involved. According to TriMet.org, there was a violent crime on TriMet almost every day. As a Benson student, my friends and I take TriMet often. Here are some of our tips on how to stay safe on TriMet.
Be aware of what's around you. If someone doesn't look okay, try to move away discreetly. Go towards the front of the bus or train. You can also use the emergency intercom to talk to the MAX driver. Travel in a group. Being with someone else makes travel much safer. Friends can help keep each other safe. Stay alert and don't get distracted. Dozing off on your phone can cause you to miss your stop, but more dangerously, it can open the door to a disaster. Always be aware of your surroundings. Bad situations don't usually start with a bang. They creep up on you. It's important to see the smoke before the fire. Self-defense. Being able to fend off an attacker is key. Mace is a common defense tool that is both small and easy to conceal.
Thanks for doing your part to stay aware and help keep TriMet safe. Stay safe out there and take your love to the max.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a high of 70 degrees. Tonight it is cloudy with an overnight low of 58 degrees. Tomorrow it is mostly cloudy with a high of 69 degrees. Right now it is overcast and 61 degrees in Vancouver. We have overcast and 57 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently it is overcast and 61 degrees in the Rose City. You are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS. And kbps.am. So today is Wednesday. That means it is Pride. So that is the theme for today, because Wednesday we do theme days. So today is Pride. So if you'd like to listen to a specific LGBTQ artist or song, you can call us at 503-916-KBPS. Again, that is 503-916-KBPS. Here soon, we will be playing the interview that had been mentioned earlier by Charlotte Wild, the Franklin grad from Portland. Anyways, here we are with Culture Club Karma Chameleon. You are listening to Summer Sound on KBPS.